Dear Mr. Mack, as it is some time since I have scrawled you a line, perhaps I could tell you something of interest from the front. You know by this time all about the big scrap at Ypres. Perhaps I could give you my own impressions of this same affair, and they would not be devoid of interest to you. Streams of wounded were coming out of the dressing station to be hauled away by bus to the quiet country beyond. Such a stream you could hardly credit. A full half-strength of our battalion is on the front line. One began to wonder if there were any troops left forward at all. Yet, in all that lot, I did not see a Canadian straggler who was not severely wounded. That is saying quite a lot, for without officers, commanders, or NGOs, the fellows in many cases were free to do as they please, and there was little to choose between the hell up there and the haven back on the lines. Of all the wounded, I never heard a groan or complaint, though many were dying and the majority severely wounded. Another sight which more than impressed me was the reinforcements coming up over the open, along hedges, in hollows. You could see everywhere a stream of men wending their way in daylight over a country where one hated to go at night. And this through a storm of explosives and shrapnel, which stretched its ugly tendons behind every bush, knoll, and deepest ditch. Well, Mr. Mack, I always wondered what it would be like to be in the midst of a big battle, and I have now had quite enough of it. The excitement, the fellowship, and self-sacrifice to one another, I will never forget, or will I the horrors of those 2 days, although I did not fully realize these until afterwards. So keyed up as one with excitement, one thought it customary to see fellows with their arms and legs off, sides cut open, and all those sights which, when they come singly, chill one to the bone. Men died at our feet from their wounds, died while we were carrying them, and we simply laid them with the dead and went to help others. One does not get hardened by these sights at all, that is, permanently, for the sight of death and suffering when they come singly affect us all as nothing else can, that awful chill which dampens our inmost soul. But when one sees these on every hand, and the bravery of those already wounded, one does not mind it in the least until afterwards. Yours, Doug H.